I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. The Berlin Wall came down 20 years ago, signaling the end of the Cold War. That, of course, happened in Germany. But some, including a former German leader, say it was communist Hungary that kicked the first stone out of the wall. It all involved some critical decisions by a handful of Hungarians and a fateful picnic. The World's Laura Lynch has a story from Western Hungary.
Cars cross freely into Austria on this narrow road just outside the border town of Sopron. There are no guards, no one checking passports. Under European Union rules, everyone can pass freely. Retired border guard Arpad Bella remembers when it wasn't like that at all. The fence was electrified, landmines were underfoot, and he was ready to shoot.
There was an order up until 1989 to fire if someone tried to cross the border illegally. If someone wanted to cross and he didn't stop when he was ordered to do so, when that person tried to flee, we had to use our guns.
But things were starting to shift at the beginning of 1989. The then Prime Minister, Miklos Nemeth, decided to order guards to switch off the electricity and dismantle the barbed wire, billing it as a cost-saving measure. Advisors warned him against it. They feared there would be a repeat of the violence of 1956, when the Soviets cracked down on an uprising in Hungary. So in March of 1989, Nemeth went to Moscow to tell Soviet President Mikhail Gorbachev about his plans.
I was not asking for permission from him, but I briefed him. I told him that we made already the decision to pull down the Iron Curtain between Hungary and Austria, mainly for financial reasons. For us or for me, it was the most important thing to check how strong Gorbachev's position was that time. So when I told him we're destroying, physically destroying the barbed wire, first test, no negative reaction.
The fence at Sopron was dismantled. Nemeth made certain everyone knew about it. Laszlo Magas, a professor in a nearby town, got the message loud and clear. Magas had his own personal reasons for wanting to see the Iron Curtain fall.
In the 50s, for political reasons, my mother was in prison for 1.5 years, precisely because she tried to escape to the West and she was caught.
Magas says what happened to his mother inspired him to organize what he and other activists called the Pan-European Picnic at the end of August in 1989. They wanted to hold the picnic at the border, open it up for a few hours as a symbolic gesture, then go home. What neither Magas nor guard Bella Arpad knew was that busloads of East Germans were on their way to the border, intent on escaping to the West. They were, in effect, refugees who had come to Hungary on holiday and stayed until they saw posters written in German advertising the picnic. Hungary's government was responsible for the posters, part of a plan to encourage the refugees to go to the border that day. Arpad and his fellow guards weren't told about the plan or what to do when the East Germans approached.
It was impossible for the five of us to stop 600 East Germans who were coming toward us. The only way to stop them would have been to use our weapons. The government simply dumped the responsibility onto our shoulders.
Arpad had only seconds to make a decision.
If we had tried to stop them, it would have made things worse. If we had fired warning shots, there would have been so much panic. There would have been violence. We would have had to use force. But if we let them go without doing anything, then I would be responsible for it, because I didn't obey the orders.
Arpad told his fellow guards to stand aside. All day long, the East Germans kept coming, 671 of them in total. Laszlo Magas watched in amazement, and also with a little bit of fear.
Obviously, we all thought this might have consequences, and in the evening, we did get threats. But the next morning, people said we made history, and something really important had occurred.
Over the next few weeks, more and more East Germans poured over the border. Within 3 months, the Berlin Wall had fallen, and Prime Minister Nemeth was presiding over a new Hungary.
I did not do the impossible, but I have done all it was possible at that time. And that's why I am so proud of the very fact when I stepped down May 1990 and I went back to see in my native village my father. He clapped my shoulders and said to me, "Son, well done."
2 decades later, the country is struggling. The economy is in tatters. There are deep political divisions. And a recent poll suggests many Hungarians say they've lost more than they gained since 1989. Standing at the site of that momentous picnic, László Magas acknowledges the problems, but he believes it's all been worth it. He says, "I think yes, the fact we got freedom, that my family is living in peace. As for the conflicts we're facing now, they're part of human nature. I'm not going to get into that now." For The World, I'm Laura Lynch, near Sopron, Hungary.